8 Key Brain Areas of Mental Health and Illness, written by Jennifer Sweeten and read by Rebecca Bauer. I was originally trained as a neuroscientist before becoming a clinical and forensic psychologist. In graduate school, I studied affective neuroscience, which is essentially how emotion and mental health are represented in the brain, and I love participating in neuroimaging research. I found brain science to be fascinating because it provided me with an inside view, literally, of the brain and how it functions when people experience depression, anxiety, PTSD, or other mental health conditions. However, as time passed, I found myself becoming increasingly more interested in how we can apply neuroscience to treatment in order to better understand and help those experiencing mental illness. I often completed research projects asking, now what? How can we use this information about the brain to help people? This prompted me to pursue a doctorate in clinical psychology so that I could focus more on translational research and treatment, though I still have a place in my heart for basic science. Since my time in graduate school, a lot of progress has been made in the field of affective neuroscience and in other types of neuroscience, but one thing has not changed. It is still difficult to know how to translate brain science into practice. In fact, given the depth and complexity of neuroscience research, it is arguably harder than ever to make sense of the research. This is especially true for mental health professionals without a neuroscience background who, like me, want to integrate up-to-date neuroscience data in their practice so they can take a brain-informed approach to treatment planning. If you wanted to learn about the neuroscience of mental health and illness and how it can be applied to psychotherapy, but have found some neuroscience courses or books to be overly detailed, technical, or too laborious to digest, this book is for you. The good news is that you don't have to be a neuroscientist to learn the neuroscience of mental illness and to begin applying it to your practice. In fact, if you learn about just a few brain regions, you'll quickly be able to understand how several different mental health conditions may change the brain and how these brain changes show up in the therapy room as behaviors or symptoms. Moreover, when you learn which types of psychotherapeutic techniques alter brain functioning in the direction of health, you'll be able to take a client-centered, strategic, brain-based approach to treatment planning. That is, you can select therapeutic approaches based on the brain changes you hope to help your clients achieve. With this book, I aim to provide you with that knowledge. Specifically, this handbook will help mental health clinicians master the neuroscience basics, learn about the top 8 brain regions that are most commonly involved in mental health and illness, link brain changes to symptoms, discover how brain changes associated with mental illness may present in clients as symptoms or behaviors, bridge neuroscience and practice, identify the psychotherapeutic and psychopharmacological approaches that neuroscientific research indicates may repair or regulate specific brain regions.